We are give him a moment off. Maybe that's him now. We are Rabbi Yamashim Rabban and Taman. Four lines to the bottom. Rabbi Yam Mishim Rabban and Taman, Rabbi Yam, the name of the rabbis of Bavel, said, Boy me arelai o lavia b'sheni b'shabos. If a person said, it's coming upon me to bring an oil by next Monday. When Monday comes and he doesn't bring the oil over, he transgresses. He has to bring, he doesn't get three regalim in that case. As he said, by Monday. That's it. Tough luck. So if you made a specific time, then you have to bring by that specific time. Shomosh Naso. What if you have a case of a guy who a year passes over him without Yom Tov? Because obviously when it has to do with Yom Tov, so when the last Yom Tov passes, that's when you transgress Baal Ta'akher. But he has 354 days based on the calendar year. Not Yom Tov, not based on Yom Tov. The Gemara is going to ask later on what the scenario is. But Shomosh Naso, Amapel Yom Achron, the last day falls out, meaning falls away. Vayra Kol Yom Yom subsequently transgresses every single day. Every day he doesn't bring it after the last day of his year. It's another Aveiro for a Baal Ta'akher of being late with bringing his korban. Okay, so he constantly transgresses more.
It sounds like someone that hasn't had a bris.
The Gemara is in fact going to bring that down. Says Gemara, very good. In Caney, ask Gemara if that's the case. Let's say also overall of Sholosh Regolim, if three Yom Tovim pass, Admapio at Regal Achron, you drop him out of the last Yom Tov and poof, Voivra Kol Regal Relde transgresses from then on and every other Yom Tov which comes up. Is that the case? And immediately after Yom Tov, even though it's not yet a year, right? Because obviously you can have three Yom Tov without a year being a year. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot is nowhere near a year. So it has now become, you now start transgressing from here on in. So it says, the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara goes to ask a question on this question. Rabun Barchia boy, Rabun Barchia asked the question. Shomosh Nosa Batzeres. If the year complete got finished, let's say, on Shavuos. According to the opinion that the Yom Tov don't have to be in proper order, right? So the last one is Shavuos. Efshar Lomar Ueno Kosher V'Over. I understand, how can he possibly transgress the day after Shavuos? Right? Because the day after Shavuos, well, the question is based on Shavuos, you can't bring the Korban, right? Because Shavuos is Yom Tov. The other Yom Tov you have Beno, Chomoyt. But Shavuos no Chomoyt. So what are you going to have him transgress right after Shavuos? That's not fair. When was he supposed to bring it? After Shavuos, you transgress. Right after Shavuos, you don't have to transgress immediately. It has to be some time, some lag time. So says the Gemara, again, Efshalomar who ain't no kosher, you can't be a korban Shavuos itself, over yet you want to transgress. It says more kiado. It can work out.
Maybe you could get
Israel Chag. No, you could, but Tashlum is the 6 days afterwards, but for some reason the Gemara doesn't entertain that. I thought about that, but it doesn't seem to work here. So it says, so the Gemara gives a couple, the Gemara gives the following possibility. Two, actually. First, let's have a little bit of discussion about this. It says, when you sacrifice the Chagig on Erev Pesach, we'll eventually come back to Shavuos, but you sacrifice Chagig on Erev Pesach, you should not leave the fats until morning. Last one, what are you going to do with the fats? V'imuri chol krev v'yontiv, v'imuri v'kor, which was burned on a weekday, was brought on Erev Pesach. You got to put the Imurim on the Mizbeach that night. I explained the story about B'shachal Yudaliyos B'Shabbos, when the 14th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos. So therefore, since the 14th day of Nisan comes on Shabbos, the Chagigah becomes the carbon of Shabbos. And Imurim Shabbos are craving Miyantiv. So that doesn't work either. In Chagigah Bo'imo. When the 14th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, they don't bring Chagigah with the Pesach. Because the halacha is that you're bringing Chagigah on a weekday, not on a Shabbos. So Haki says, so how can we tell you about when the 14th day comes on Shabbos? Says Mar, you know what? You're right. Look at it this way. Amra Torah, and this comes back to our question. Ella, even though it doesn't say the word Ella, it's like Ella Amra Torah Kaveim Bibad Yom. What the Torah is saying is bring the chaylev of the chagiga before Yom begins, so it shouldn't remain till morning. Don't bring it that night. You can't bring it that night because that night is already Pesach or Shub Pesach, right there. So it's already Pesach. You can't bring it. Rather, bring it during the day that you shouldn't come to Baal Tachir. So you know what? Here too. By Shavuos, it's tough. The Torah says, bring it before Shavuos, so that after Shavuos, you don't transgress Baal Tachir. So say over there, you don't want to choose a Hach HaKivei B'Yivad Yom Shal Tov. There, HaKivei B'Yivad Yom Shal Yom Shal Yom Shal Yom Shal. There, bring it before Yotif so you don't transgress Baal Tolin. Here, bring it before Yotif so you don't transgress Baal Ta'akar afterwards. Amei Achina, Achina said, another answer. Although the Korban Eidah and Ritvaz, when this is going on Pesach, but I think it's also the one that's bring it down here for Shavuos as well. It says, Ilu Avar Vahe Vishemeinu Kosher. By Pesach, if you brought the Chagigah and sacrificed it on Erev Pesach, and then you brought the fats that night, so but the evidence kosher. Marashilu avar v'hevi kosher, since if you transgressed and you brought the fats, they're kosher, so therefore you are over if you don't make sure that they're brought the day before, and you leave them till the first morning of Pesach. So here too, I think what I was trying to say is that b'dievet, if you sacrifice the korban on Shavuos, you weren't supposed to, right? But the evidence, it works, right? You're not supposed to, because that's supposed to bring the darim and the davis on Yontif. But if you did, so but the evidence, it's a valid korban, right? The korban works. So therefore, we're telling the guy, yeah, look, Shavuos is the cutoff point. High Shavuos, you couldn't bring it. But the evidence, if you did bring it, it was a valid korban. So therefore, Shavuos can be the last day. It was a day which wasn't shayach at all to bring korbanos, that I could understand you'd have to give an extra day to supplement, to replace that day. But since you can bring korbanos on that day, right? True, it's not supposed to. But b'yevet, if you could, it does work. So therefore, Shavuos can be the last day of the cycle, and you can dress Baal Tachir the next day. Okay? Ksiv livnei Hashem elokecha tochlen roshona b'shona. Says before God you should eat your b'choros year after year. Now it says livnei Hashem elokecha tochlenu. What is tochlenu? Right? Could it just say tochal? Right? Why does it say tochlen? Oh, that's not the reason. That's not the drush. I'm sorry. So livnei Hashem elokecha tochlenu shana b'shana. What's the extra word shana? Just say that can eat it for a year. What is shana b'shana? So we're going on a b'chor. And a b'chor has to be either sacrificed by the end of its year, by the end of its first year, or if it has a mum, it should be eaten by the end of its first year. Either or. So the Chumash is telling us, it has a year, and if you made a tmura of a b'chor, then it also gets a year, okay? Now, it gets its own year from the time it was made into a tmura, not from the time of the original b'chor. So it was made a tmura 6 months later, so then you get on the tmura another year from that 6 months, not a year from the beginning of the year when a b'chor's year starts. A b'chor, you get a full year of sacrifice. What happens if half the year, way through the year, you made a tmura of this b'chor? So the tmura gets a full year too. Its
from
own
the time
full year. Right, from the time you made the tmura. Right. Right. But only for the tmura. The problem with this gemara, the monkey wrench here, is that the tmura of a b'chor can't be brought as a korban at all. All the achronim here ask the question. So the answer which they give, very different answers. The Amud Yerushalayim at the bottom says that the tmura of a true, the tmura doesn't, of a b'chor doesn't get sacrificed, but has kedushas b'chor, and the kohen has to eat it within the following year. okay, as the Kedusha B'chor, you know, like B'chor, which gets a mum, you're not allowed to weigh it, you're not allowed to sell it. So the tomorrow also, B'chor, you have to eat it, he has the year in which to eat it with the Kedusha B'chor. Okay? That's Amud Yerushalayim's answer. The other answer given is the Meichal is my answer, which is that this is talking about other kachim, other than b'chor. So the b'chor gets a year to sacrifice. If you made tmura of other kachim, which where the tmura works, so you got a year to sacrifice that as well. Just like we say about all kabanas, right? You get a year, so the tmura always gets a year. When it's tmura b'chor, something else that gets a year to sacrifice. Okay, shana l'tam, shana b'amum. We dash in the word, the additional word, the fact that the two words shana also means that tam gets here in which it must be sacrificed. Shana b'amum, the b'amum gets here in which it must be eaten. Shana b'chor, shana l'kachi means there's a year for the b'chor, that the b'chor gets a year in which it can be eaten or sacrificed, and all other kachim also get a year which until you transgress b'al ta'achir. Shana bishana, this is a very famous drush the Bavli brings down as well. Shana bishana means, it says you can eat a b'chor for a year in a year. What does that mean? So where the Bavli dashes in, and here the Yerushalmi as well, melamed shabachor nechlesh neyomim, a b'chor is eaten for 2 days and one night. Because what shana bishana means, you get 1 day from 1 year and 1 day from the next year. So it's 2 days and one night. Hechavida, how so? How does it work? Shachta be'er Rosh Hashanah. If you slaughter an Erev Rosh Hashanah, Vauch Erev Rosh Hashanah, Uva Rosh Hashanah, you get Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Yishmael said, No lamum betesvav yom, betok shna son. If an animal gets a mum on the 15th day within its year, now, there are many different interpretations here in the Achronim, but I looked up in Shulchan Aruch. It means, again, if an animal gets a mum, it's got a year from the mum which to eat it, right? Or it's got a year if it has no mum which to sacrifice it, right? Yeah. What happens if it had no mum until 15 days before the end of its year? So it doesn't get a year from then. No. It's 30 days from then.
Not 15 days?
No, because it gets 15 extra days.
Why?
Because it gets 30 days from the day it gets a mum.
That's a blanket statement.
Yeah, that's a blanket statement. So no mum tesvav yom tosh nasa. Rashi kaim achno lachar shno so tesvav yom. You get another 15 days after the year's over. Om Rabbi Yehuda says zos ameres titzishlas she'ein shtasu shabamum mechuveres. It must be that this whole drasha was just made that shana lebchor shana l'shara kochim chuck it out the window because it was mamish d'oraisa, so you get precisely here. So how can we tamper with it and give you another 15 days magnanimously? We can't be magnanimous with the risos. So unless you're the riso, you don't have to give necessarily a year. You can give more than a year. It can be flexible. Okay? Rabbi Yisrael said, Mastisa Messiah Rabbi Yila. It's a mission which goes like Rabbi Yila. It says, Ha-Bukhor Mizmanazeh, Ha-Bukhor in our day and age, Rashai Kaimofil, Arbel Chameh Shoyim, we'll have to keep around even 4 or 5 years. Ad Shaloi Reom Lamumcha. Even though it has a mum already, but you just haven't gotten around to showing it to an expert, it's still permissible. Okay? Manachem, what are we talking about? Im l'tam, if we're talking about an animal, which is tam, hakvar amur, right? We already learned that you have up to a year I'm not sure what the words hakvar amur here mean. I guess he means that by tam it is precisely a year. By b'chor tam, it is precisely a year. But this must be a baal mum, right? Now, in a baal mum, we see a baal mum, you can wait more than a year because it says 4 or 5 years. I guess that's what it means. That the shon of a baal mum, like it said, you know, the second what it says on top of the page, look back, it says, shein shnasa shal baal mum chuveris, right? The fact that a baal mum only gets a year is not the raisa, but a tam, the raisa tak only gets a year in which to sacrifice it. So therefore, when it says, here, that you get 4 or 5 years, it must be talking about a baal mum. Okay? Says Gemara, Echad b'chor ve'echad kol shar kochim, ve'echad kol kochim, both the chor and all other karbonos, over lehem mishum regalim b'lo shana, you transgress if you went through three regalim, even though it's not a year, or shana b'lo regalim, a year, even though it's not regalim. Tom, so says Gemara,
how are you going to have a year without?
Good question. says more nichor goyim blow shana that I can understand. But shana blow goyim, how do you have a year without your own tovim? So Tamina over there, they said, tipotashem l'chusas man l'pesach. Says the Lord, it's talking about a case where when Pesach came along, it was less than 7 days old, so it couldn't be brought on Pesach that year. Right? So, kamadir at omad, so since the chusas man on Pesach, when Pesach began, unless it was born the day before Pesach, right? So it becomes 7 days old on the last day Pesach, right? So it gets a year from then. It's a bad example. I mean, it works too, but the better example is it was born 6 days before Pesach. So how long does it get actually? If we were to go by Yom Tovim, it would get 360 days, right?
Pesach is thrown out.
No, he has to go to the following Pesach, right? Pesach is thrown out, so he has to go to...
And then the following Pesach.
Right. So, or maybe even longer if you had the Yom Tov had to be according to the proper order, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, but in that case, you only get exactly a calendar year. Okay? So it says that's the Gemara's interpretation. At first, that's the Gemara's interpretation. The Gemara rejects that. Says more, no. Just like you say over there, so which is suitable for part of the year. Now, this is talking about a Bukhor, as well. That the Bukhor only gets a year from the day it's born. From its DOB, date of birth. The reason why it only gets a Bukhor, even though for the first 8 days you can't bring it, right? The first 7 days you can't bring it. You have to wait the 8th day. Nonetheless, that doesn't matter. So to hear, if that was the case, it was born within the 6 days before Pesach, you'd also say that Pesach, the year begins. Just like Bechor, the year begins on date of birth, so to hear, the year begins on date of birth, and then it will include that first Pesach. So that can't be the case. So rather, what would I say? So it says tomorrow, So in fact, you would transgress much earlier then. That's the point I want to make, because you transgress Pesach, transgress right after Sukkot, right? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Amar said, Dipoter, you said, explain choice, Atzeres, now this word Abba is superfluous. Let's say this year Atzeres came out B'chamisho, came on the 5th day of Sivan. No, B'shishon, the animal was born on the 6th day of Sivan. Vice Atzeres Abba, and the following year, due to leap months, the Yeshuas came out on the 7th day of Sivan. So then you have a year on the 6th day of Sivan before a 3 regalim have expired.
How could Atzeres come out on the 5th day?
Depends how many days there are on Nisan and Niyar. If both are chaser, then it comes out on Hay. If both are Moly, it comes out on Zion. We always make one of them chaser, one of them Moly, so it always comes out on Vav by us. Okay? Rabbi Bumbarchi Abba Kumi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Bumbarchi asked from Rabbi Zira. It says, this is not really directly related to our sugya. We come back to it later on somewhat. It says, my Meister Behema, you're not supposed to distinguish every 10th animal supposed to smell Kaddish regardless of whether it's good or bad. Okay, you're not supposed to check which is good or which is bad. What if you did check the animal? Well, it's just like only going to give good animals to Meister Behema. You're altruistic about it. So that you transgress an iser of lo yivakir. So says the Yerushalmi, very interesting answer. Kol davar amarlei said kol davar shebol lahatir, any which comes to be matino, which comes to be makel upon you, ain't over. You're not moiver if you're more machmir. Ma ba lahatir kan, what did the Torah come to permit here? Atori itir lakdish ba mumin. The Torah here came to remit to you to be makdish ba'amun, because lo yivakir min tov l'ra means whatever animal comes out of your pen, every 10th one is kosher regardless of how it is. So you want to be more machmir, make sure every animal which comes out of your pen as the 10th one is suitable to be kosher. That's okay, you're allowed to be machmir. We don't penalize you if you're more machmir that way, okay? If you're coming to check, not to get out of a loophole, not to take advantage of a loophole, but in order to stop up personally that loophole, then that's okay, we let you do so.
But the flip side doesn't work if you're just looking for the bad ones.
Oh, that one doesn't work. Right. Talmud, we went over there. By Yom HaShemini, in the 8th day, Maybe Shosh Behemos, a Metzorah brings three animals to atone for his Averus. Chatos v'Oshem v'Ola. He brings a Chatos, an Oshem, and an Ola. V'Adal, if a person is poor, maybe Chatos of also brings a Chatos of and an Ola of, instead of the Chatos and Ola of the Behemoth, right? V'Ein Chatos, so says the Yerushalmi, Vein Chatos, the word of is taken out by some of the Achronim, the Gilin Ephraim and the to Yerushalayim. So says this, so says the more, I understand, ve'ein chatos mechuser zman eitzel Hashem. Isn't the chatos lacking time by an Hashem? In other words, you're always supposed to do the Hashem first. You hear in the Bible it says do the chatos first. How could that be? Rabbi Blaz says, kan hitira Torah l'hakish mechuser zman. You know what? You're right. The truth is you have to do the Asham before the Chatos. But here we're saying something else. We're saying that the Torah allowed you to consecrate animals which are Mechusar Zman. Now, the Mechusar Zman means that you're allowed to consecrate an animal which is going to be the Chatos, even though it's not yet time for the Chatos, it's still just time for the Asham. And therefore, it's Mechuzer's mind, it's lacking the right timing, nonetheless, you still have to be Makdish it. Is that clear? You mean Makdish the Chatos, even though the Chatos is supposed to come after the Asham, you're going to be Makdish the Chatos before the Asham.
Wasn't there a Machlokas as to which came first?
Yes, and the Bible talks about which comes first. I know Yushali might have Machlokas too, but here it doesn't refer to it, that's all.
But I mean, it's going to be in succession, so.
Yeah, but they have to be in specific order. Yoshim has to come first. Okay, at least according to Yerushalmi.
So Mechuser's Man, they mean even if it's 5 minutes.
Yes, later. That's right. It's not in the right order, right. So, Vein Chatos Mechuser's Man Eitzel Yoshim, Chatos Mechuser's Man by Yoshim. On Rav Lezer, Lez said, you're right, the Chatos can't be brought before the Yoshim, but can be made Kaddish before the Yoshim. Can't you tell like this Mechuser's Man? Ask the question, Rabbi Yami, from Rabbi Yami. See, it says, Bishmini Yavo. It says, on the eighth day, you should come. Now, this is according to some unfortunate, we're still going on Mitzorah. Other unfortunate, you're most unfortunate word. The Gilion Ephraim learns it's going on Nazir. So Nazir comes on the eighth day. Nazir should come on the eighth day and complete his series of Karbonos, get out of his Naziros. Avar v'lo hebi. What if he came on the eighth day? He didn't come on the eighth day and bring his Karbonos. Mao shiava, does he transgress? Does he transgress not doing the proper avoda for being matar and for being Nazir? The Rashi says the transgress got about to acher by not having brought in the eighth day as he's supposed to. So Amalei, so here too he said Kol Davar Shebo La'atir, anything which comes to permit, right, as opposed to forbid, Kol Davar Shebo La'atir Eino Over. Did you forget that it was in the Yeshiva?
No, it's a conspiracy.
Right or left wing?
Both.
Well, we're almost finished. We're on Dal and Vais.
So where do we start tonight?
The short plot. Gimel and Rav. I didn't skip. Promise.
That's okay. Whatever it takes. Can I even ask questions?
Next week, Mir Tershem, 9:05 at Rabbi Chorsky's shul.
Ooh.
Now, and they're expecting you for Marv. Not you personally.
You and nine others.
Yes, that's right. And I have to call also Yaakov Weil and tell him also, because the Marv, I mean, it's a cooperative venture between his shul and our Daf Yomi Shir.
Now, where's it located?
3460 Devon. There's a there's a parking lot in the back.
Nondescript, actually.
Yeah, it's nondescript. There's a parking lot in the back, though, and the combination is. So it says again. Let's say it's from the top. We're on the top of Dalam base. Ksibishmini yavo. It says the Nazir come on the eighth day and bring his karbonos. Right, once he starts the process of becoming tzar. If he doesn't come, avar v'lo hevi. If he doesn't bring his karbonos on the eighth day, Maus Yavad did transgress Baal Ta'acher. So he said, no, Kol Dover Shibol Atir, anything which comes as a favor to him. We want to be able to get him to be a Ois Nazir, right? So we do him a favor, we tell him, come on the eighth day and we'll finish the process. Kol Dover Shibol Lahatir Eino Over. Anytime it comes to Matir, there's no Aveir Baal Ta'acher, right? Mabal Atir, what's called the Matir, Kida Mari Lazar, Kani Tira Tara Lahakish Mechusar Zman. The Torah allowed you to be marked, just like it said by Mitzora, that the Torah was matir you to be makdish mitzchusas man. The Torah allowed you to be makdish an animal, which out of a korban out of the proper order. So just like over there, the Torah allowed that for you. So too over here, the Torah was matir for you. It's not exactly the same thing, but so too the Torah is matir for you to hear the process of nazir in order to make sure that the way the Kohen Gadol Ephraim explains it, so to hear the Torah is matir you to be makdish your oila prior to your chatos. They're actually psukim. The Yerushalmi doesn't bother bringing that psukim. But Ramanav, the Yerushalmi proved that you're allowed to be makdish the chatos of a mitzvah before the usher mitzvah, even though you must be makdish the usher first. And here too, the Yerushalmi is saying the psukim again. Gadol Ephraim brings the psukim. I'm not going to bother. Which tell you allowed to be makdish the ola of a nazir before the chatas of a nazir. Okay, even though that's out of order, you're still allowed to be makdish out of order. So since the psukim tell us how you're allowed to be makdish, they're not coming to tell us specific strictures, or their point was not to tell strictures about which day the nazir must bring those korbanos. So therefore, if the nazir brings korbanos late, it's okay; it doesn't transgress Baal Ta'acher. Now, of course, if he waits a whole year, Sholosh Regolim, right, then he's going to transgress once he starts the process of Tara, just like anybody else. But he doesn't transgress after the eighth day. This is predicated on something which you missed before, which is if somebody says the way beginning of the day, it's the beginning of the evening, we said, somebody says, I'm going to bring Korban Monday. Then on Monday already he transgresses Baal Ta'acher, he doesn't get a whole year. So Shiloh by Nazir is, so in the eighth day you should transgress, you shouldn't get a whole year. And that the Yerushalmi saying, no, the psukim which tells the nazir brings his korbanos, and the eighth day are structured in a certain way to teach us a heter. Teach us a heter not relevant to our discussion, which is that nazir can be makdish his korbanos out of order. Mimela, since they come to tell us a heter, the makdish korbanos out of order, then you don't transgress Baal Ta'acher by the eighth day. Okay? So it says, more, I'm Rabbi Yosef Rebun, Kol Shiva Ein Oimer Lo Havei. All 7 days after an animal is born, we don't tell a guy to bring his korban, right? Because it's mechusar's man, not yet old enough, right? Mikan ve'elch, from here on in, oy melu havei, we tell the guy to bring the korban. Okay, so it's a mitzvah saseh, although you don't transgress Baal Ta'acher for another 3 regolim or a whole year, but a mitzvah saseh to bring a korban after it already is 7 days old. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. Matzisa pliga Rabbi Yossi. This the following Mishnah Arzer Yisrael says, "Kula miskavnim b'mvi'in korban the same regels." Does anybody owes a korban? Is mechayev to bring his korban the next regel he comes out? Comes up. How can you wait? It's mitzvah to say. What? So maybe most people waited, but to say everybody waited. What about the great tzaddikim? They should have brought the korbanos right away to be mechayev the mitzvah to say. So I must say, Rabbi Yisrael, but it's not correct, and there isn't a mitzvah to say to come immediately, you can wait till the next regal. Okay? Nicha Nazir. I understand a Nazir. This is a cool question. It says here that they all bring their korbanos on Yontif. What part of Yontif would they bring their korbanos? Chomoyd, right? Now this includes also the people who were Nazir, remember Tzoroim. When they used to break their Nazir, so their Tzoras. Not there from your stomach, right? What else are they going to do? They're out to Yerushalayim. They'll come a lila regal, and then they'll break their nazir, so, or in their taras. So says Yerushalmi, I understand the nazir. He can wait till chamoid. But a mitzayra, lo mechusar kippurim, until he brings his karbanos, isn't he mechusar kippurim? So how is he going to have simchas yontif? For at the end, we learn a halava simchas shmoina. Says halal and simcha for 8 days. What's simcha? Korbanos. How's he going to be mesameach for all 8 days of sukkahs if you don't can't bring his korbanos on the first day yontif, right? He won't have shalom eid simcha to be samech. So this morning, you know what? It's pasur lei ben nazir. He said, echanami, I'm sorry, he's not happy the first day yontif. What are you going to do? Who's happy for all 8 days? Only the nazirim are happy for all 8 days. Okay. Of course, regular Jews too, but the nazirim as well. Says Rabbi Schaya, Chasnei the Rabbi Levi, boy, he asked Kasha this, Reisha Atum Patrin, the Reisha, he said, is talking about by both Mitzorah and Nozir. It says here, but Nozir, but it should be the Pnei Moshe, it says by Mitzorah. Reisha Atum Patrin, in other words, even a Mitzorah brings his korban on Chol HaMoed. The Seifa, but the Seifa which says about the Simcha being all 8 days, you're talking about it's only by the Nazir. How can they be? How can you divide up the Mishnah? Right? Either this whole thing is talking about Nazir or Amitzor, or it's all this talking about just Nazir. How can you have Nazir as part of the Seifa, the Mitzor is part of the Reisha, not part of the Seifa? Says Maharim Rabbi Chenin, Breed Rav Hill, you know what? Lokfar itas Safta itamon, didn't already ask the question over there. Rabbi Yosef said, Kaima Rabbi Duman Chaisa. This is a question which we asked elsewhere. This is a question which we asked by If Sunday comes, if first day Yontov comes out on Shabbos. We're asked, wait a minute, how can you say Simchah is all 8 days? What about if Yontov comes out on Shabbos? Right? So where's the all 8 days of Simchah? Yontif, you can't be Makrib Shalmei Simcha. Shabbos can't be Makrib Shalmei Simcha either, right? So how do you get 8 days Simcha? You're missing it there, right? So the Gemara there says, you know what it's talking about? Varm Rabbi Yisrael, Kaimer Rabbi Yudun Chusa, Rabbi Yudun Chusa, the Kohanim, Besoyer. The Kohanim, on Yontif proper, on Shabbos of Yontif, they still have Simcha. Why do they have Simcha? Because they have the Soyer Chatos of Musaf, which they slaughter and they get to eat. So when the Gemara says in Sukkah that there are 8 days of Simcha, means for the Kohanim there are 8 days of Simcha, because they even on Shabbos bring Shalmei Simcha, right? For the rest of the Jews it's only 7 days, because one day Sukkah is got to fall on Shabbos, and that day you can't bring Shalmei Simcha. So it must be for everybody else. It's 6 or 7 days Simcha, not 7 days of Simcha. 7 days Simcha, not 8 days of Simcha. Counting Shmini Atzeres. 7 days, not eight days. So the Mishnah says 8 days. So we say the Mishnah is talking about Kohanim. So again, so that also serves us for the other purpose. A Mitzoyer only gets less than that, right? Or maximum seven, maybe even less, because not only can't eat on Shabbos like everybody else, but he also, until his carbonos are brought, he can't eat carbonos altogether. So it doesn't bother us. Right? We'll say that that which it says 8 days simcha, it's only going to the Kohanim, it's not going to Nazir, not Mitzor, not anybody else, even though some of them have more simcha than others, because the bottom line is the only person who have simcha for 8 days straight are the Kohanim, who get to eat the meat of the carbonos on Shabbos as well.
Now, the Gemara is differentiating between Oneg and Simcha.
Oh, yeah, Oneg Shabbos, you don't need Karbano? Sure. But it says, sure.
Simcha specifically,
Bosa, right. Rabbi Chagai Boikum Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chagai asked for Rabbi Yosef. Now, this is a very interesting question. Dr. Spadillo actually was Mechavit this question before. It says, Ksiva Yomash Mini Yimol. On the 8th day, you should have Mila. What's if you don't do bris milah? Do you transgress Baal Ta'acher? Now, when would you transgress Baal Ta'acher? Think, when is the father going to transgress Baal Ta'acher?
The next day.
That's what you would say, right?
Yeah.
Some of the Farshim say like you. Guess what the Ritva'ah says?
After three
regalim. It's Baal Ta'acher, right? So when you transgress Baal Ta'acher, it's three regalim. So that's the Shiloh. So says more, since Kavua Lozman, after the 8 day, like Mechusar Kippurim, do you get a whole year? And then you transgress Baal Ta'acher or not? Our Malaysia said no. It says if you make a neder to God, then you shouldn't tarry to pay it. Something which is given as a neder to God, you shouldn't make haste in paying it back. something which is given as tashlumin, the Ritbaz changes the meaning of what that means exactly. It means it has to be something which is paid over. As opposed to bris milah, A, it's not a nether, it's an obligation. B, it's not given over to God, it's something, an act you perform. So therefore it doesn't, Baal Ta'achet can't apply to that, so in which A, it's not shaykh to be nether on, and B, it's not shaykh to talk about it as something which you can give over to God. Okay, lo ta'achet l'shamo, lo es khalifa. Do not tarry in paying the object to God, do not tarry the year, nor its chalifin. Now that means, what happens, what it means to say is not like it sounds like. It sounds like, if you made tmura, so there's also Baal Ta'achet by tmura, but we already know that. Tmura has already said, Shana, that there's a drasha, means it's Baal Ta'achet by the tmura, besides by the thing itself. The shah is like this here. What happens if you said, okay, this is a carbon? Gemara's going to expound on this, but I'll give it to you outside. This is a carbon. You're supposed to be within a year, right? But you did it. But he brought another carbon instead. You transgressed Baal Ta'achet. Because the original netter you fulfilled, right? You transgressed Baal Ta'achet. I was going to ask that. It says,
anybody who has a carbon doesn't bring the Pesach Omay, get zapped. The fact that you bring another carbon instead doesn't help you. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, and this is what you said before, Pirshu Levi Ben Sisi Kumi Rabbi, Levi Ben Sisi explained in front of Rabbi, Boy Ma'are Eloi Ola. It's not about a case where you said, I want to bring an Ola Pop. You didn't designate an animal, said Hare Eloi, not Areza, right? So he said, I realize it's coming upon me. V'avrola is the type which Bishnah says, Tushtei Regolim. So two Regolim passed. Ve'evi Acheres, and then he brought another carbon. V'kriva, and then he sacrificed it. Now, not the first one. He has the first one. He didn't sacrifice it. But you says a different animal, sacrifice the second animal.
That's not instead of the first animal.
Oh, that's a shy. Do you fulfill your netter with the second one? You don't transgress Baal Ta'achet.
It sounds like it's an independent carbon.
No, how says? Because you defer. You said Hare Eloi. Not Hare Zeh. You said Hare Eloi, right? My Yisioimer would say Yuftar Min HaRishoina, right? I might say he's exempt from the first one because he brought the second one. Said Fumkein Tzarech Lamar. So we have to say no on the one you separated, and that we say lo tachlu shamo. The khalifa does you no good. So it's more not true. If it's by a case where all he said is hare alai, then miyadu oiver, and that you could say he's immediately oiver. No, he fulfilled his nether. He said, Arei Alai, it doesn't have to bring a specific animal for Arei Alai, so I brought the second one, that's fine. Ela Kenan Kayami. The Shilas in this case, Boim Arei Ze Oila. Right, this should be an Oila. Vavru Alesh Ne Regoli meant to Ultra Regoli Pass. Fabi Acheres Tachtea, and he brought another one. Oh, here, the Shari Torah, it's Eretz Yisrael, throws it. After two Regoli, it got, became a Bamu. Became Baal Moon, the first one. And he brought another one instead, but he didn't sacrifice it. And then over the Rego Shlishi. And then a third Rego passed. So you passed two, three were going all together. Two on the first one and one on the second one, right? Do you transgress Baal Ta'achet or not? Is it Mitzdarif, right? The first two passed over the first one, then it got a Moon. So you said it's another one, and now one passed over the second one, right? Is it three altogether, right? I would say that you joined together with the Tzvura all three of Golim. That's what it comes to tell us. A Kula. That it has to be on it itself past three Regolim. The low is Khalifa, not taking its Khalifa in account as well. Okay? So that finally becomes a kula, not a chumra. Till we never said, Khalifin doesn't get you around the problem. right? We're talking about Harei Alai. We said ultimately it does. And now we're saying what Chalifin does is not generate a problem. In other words, if you said Harei Zeh, and it would got a mum after two, so then it's still you can, the fact that now you set aside a third one, that second one gets a full year. It doesn't count that after just one to be mitzvah for the first two. Ki the Rosh Hashanah. Now this continuation of Buzz says Leblau Tach. It says Ki the Rosh Hashanah. God is going to demand it from you. Ilchatos Pashamos. That's Chatos Noshem. Hashem Elokecha. God's going to demand. God will demand. It's a hektish perek abayis. Hektish perek abayis. One makes a hektish perek abayis. It's also to bring the base of mikdash within a year. Okay? You can't leave it around. Me'im chag, God's going to demand for you. Zelek et shichon peah. We set aside matona sanim, you also only got a year. V'yav v'chachet, however, if what happens if you did tarry, then you're a sinner v'lo b'korban chachet. In other words, bring it anyway. Right? There's a late charge. We're going to give you some gehenna for it, but bring it anyway. The sooner the better. The loke manu of Reim, it says, isn't it obvious? What else will we say? Rabbi Shobrei, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi and Shlotomer. You shouldn't say Shema Yimotzei Zevach Posel. And maybe the carbon itself becomes posel if it's late, like Mechusar's man. So this is Tosefes man, right? It's already too late to bring it. Vunkein Tzarech Memer. That's what it says. V'yav b'chachay. There's going to be a chet near b'chav in you b'chav v'lo b'korban chachay. It doesn't render the carbon unfit. Continuing, motzas v'sechot tishmar, that which your lips enunciate, you should preserve v'asisa and do. Tishmar v'asisa, you should preserve and you should do. Seems to be redundant. La'asir basin shasucha. No, teacher's basin can compel you to do. If you promise me a carbon you haven't brought yet, bowie. We beat you up until you bring it, right? Rabbanan the Kitsarinam b'shem Rabbi Avina said, for here we know that we compel people to bring carbonos, we force them to bring it. Okay? Says the word Kashir, like you promised to God a gift. Says the word Vyesh Nether Kri Nadova. What does it mean? It's either it's a nether and a dova. What does it mean? A nether called a nadova. El Chayva called nether and nether. Called Nadova Nadovas. Many animals is bring up to slime on the proper time. Your chayiv transgresses the law in each one. Ezu neder, what's considered to be a neder in our halacha, we all know this, should be in oilam. Rabbi Chama Chavein, the rabbanan boy, Rabbi Chama, the friend of the rabbi, said, Amar harei olai v'chos amrei harezu. What's the status of carbon, which he said, first harei olai, and then he said concerning the samah harezu. Right? So you transgress twice. It's like Yisr Chal Yisr, because it's a neder and a dova. Achina boy, Rabbi China said, "Lo mistar bro, da. Ella, no, not in that case. In that case, don't say Yisro Chal Yisro. Rather, Amar Harezu because Amar Harei Olai. If you said Harezu and then Harei Olai, then you transgress twice. Why? Because Yisro Chal, a more weighty Yisro devolves on a lighter Yisro." But then it's a kal chal iser chomer. Why is harei olai more chomer? Because you're chayiv in replacement. You say harei zeh, if the animal gets lost, you're exempt. Say harei olai, if the animal gets lost, you have to bring another one, right? So he put a neder is chal and a nedava. So the first they made a dava and said harei zeh, then he made a neder and said harei olai. So then both Lashonas are Chal, and you transgress twice, and you got two Yisr Mabal Tachar. But now vice versa, because the Yisr Chal of Harei Zeh doesn't come and devolve on the Yisr Chomer of Harei Olai.
Well, because the Chal is included in the
Chomer. Right. Okay? So says Mar Sifa Leim, they added on stuff in which you transgress Baal Tachar. Schar Batim. No. Period. Sivlin is going back to the Mishnah. They added on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah from Lachim and Regalim, right? So they added on also rent. Rent is payable on a yearly basis. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the turning point. Just like in Chicago, it's a moving period in May, so that's the Makor. Also, Truma Shkolim. We all know that. Truma Zalishka, the first one is done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? So it's more Schar Batim Rabbi Yenavusha Marshana Zu. Shnasu, it's only if you said you're paying your rent for this year. I'll leave him on a shana when he said a year. A shana achas noisim eislay, so whenever he enters the apartment, it's a year. So shana zu, it means the calendar year, so it goes for Nisan. If it said for shana, just plain year, it goes from by 365 days. Uchuma shkolim, well, what about Shuma shkolim? Ki idam rabbi shuma barnach bar yitzah. Just like it was in the midbar. Says that on that day the Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh. On that day they took Truma Salishka. So too for all generations. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yeshua, B'Shem Rav Kana said, Nemar Kan Chodesh. It says Chodesh over here, but Nemar Laal Chodesh. It says Chodesh over there. Just like Rishon Lachem Chodesh Shana is only from Nisan, of Chodesh Shneimar Kan, so the Chodesh here is talking about a morning elamidim in Nisan. Starts in Nisan. Or Rabbi Yehuda said Shavik Rabbi Tavi Rosha Reisha Barmar Seifa. Rabbi Tavi forsook the Reisha and mentioned the Seifa. The locane, and it's not like that, but rather this is the full brisa. Kadosh times that we should learn. So as chodesh bechodesh is the other bechodesh, and it's mat yochi etayim bechol chodesh bechodesh. You give chumas alishka in each and every month. I'm lomer bechodesh lechodesh hashana. No, in its month for the months of the year. Echud etayim bechol chodesh hashana. We give one chum in the entire year. We added two more. We do 3 year, but the rice of one a year. Yochab is the chodesh here. It says in any month he wants. Then my kol chodesh v'nema al chodesh. This is the sefer. It says chodesh here. It says chodesh there. My chodesh shnei malon. A money melon nisan. Just like over there, we should look at my chodesh shana is from nisan. Have chodesh shnei makan. So to the chodesh by chumas alishka. A money melon nisan starts from nisan, not previously. And we will stop here for this evening.